Yeah, that Vintage Radio Expo was very interesting. They had, I had never seen one of these things before, and then I think there was four in that room. It was a humongous room, but these old televisions, they looked like something out of the Jetsons. They were up on stands and these big bulbous screens and old Philcos, and then they had this cute little orange AM radio, but somebody had already beat me to it. Little vintage thing. It was adorable, but it was nice to get out of the house. I feel like I am a hermit, and now that things are warming up, I mean, like you said, a heat wave in the 20-degree area, and I feel like I'm ready for spring now. So, all right, Jim from Carroll, WD8. NXL, stand by Mike in ADLC.
Thanks, Vicki. NAL, excuse me, NAVLC is WDNXL. Well, good evening, everybody. It's good to visit the LapeerNet. We just happened to be on Simplex. I got in kind of late because my son was visiting. He stopped by, so he was heading through town, and it was good to know we can get Simplex and we can make it all the way out to Lapeer. No problem at all. And I was just out there with, it was a little weak for Mike for a while. I just had bump power up. I think it's up to 25 watts, so we can make it. So that was good. So yeah, I'll be looking forward to tomorrow's meeting, our meeting here in Carroll. Because Dan always has a nice show-and-tell going on there, all the neat radios he's made. He's added a few to his collection. So I'll be anxious to see those and be kind of fun. So I'll turn it on back to net control. This is WDA NXL.